Can we all please say silent prayer to prepare our hearts? Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with this morning Sabbath. Can we sing hymn 129A? 129A.
Lord, we come before thee now, and thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not us this day, shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain. Lord, on thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace, till our lips to sing thy praise. Till our lips to sing thy praise. In thy own appointed way, now we say thee here we stay. Lord, we know not how to go, till the blessing thou bestow. Till the blessing thou bestow. Run that all be sick and find thee a God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in thee.
We give thanks to our Lord. We will now kneel down to pray. In our prayer, we hand this morning worship into the hands of the Lord. May He guide it and to bless. In the name of Jesus, we will all kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Are you for the
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This morning, we shall discuss on this topic, testing and temptation. Testing and temptation. What is the difference between testing and temptation? Testing, it comes from the Lord, the Lord God Jesus. Testing is also called trials. So it comes from the Lord, and then it is meant for good. The purpose of testing trials, it is meant for good. And then temptation. Temptation comes from the devil. It comes from the devil. So what is the purpose? It is for evil. It is for evil. So we will discuss into testing and temptation. Can we please refer to James chapter 1? James chapter 1 verse 12. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under temptation. For once he had been tested or approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. In this passage of the scripture, we are able to see two things. Firstly, speak about temptation, and then also speak about testing. So from these words, we are able to see testing and temptation comes together. When God tests, devil tempt. And then when the devil tempt, the Lord can also use that occasion as a testing. So testing and temptation comes together. For example, we use the event in the Garden of Eden. We are able to see God gave the first test to man. God want to test man's obedience. And then God used the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then we are able to see also when God tests the devil tempt, God meant it for good. This is the first test, God's first moral test upon man, to test man's obedience. But then, when God tests, the devil tempt. So the devil want man to disobey. And then the devil also make use of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So from here, we can see an example. When God tests, the devil tempt, it comes together. But then, at that time, what happened? Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Here we are able to see, when God tests the devil tempt, God knows this matter. Since the test is initiated by the Lord, so what will God do? Here the Bible says, God is faithful. When he tests the devil tempt, so he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. So God is faithful. He will definitely aid us, help us. And then here say, with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. So at the time God is faithful, he will open the door, the way of escape. So this is actually what happened in the Garden of Eden. When God tested the devil tempt, actually God was faithful at the time. God knows that the devil was tempting. And then God actually, he opened the way of escape. But man must be very careful, alert, and to be watchful to take the way of escape that the Lord has provided. So from here, we can understand about testing and temptation. Testing comes from God, it is meant for good. And then temptation comes from the devil, it is meant for evil. But since God initiated the test, God will open the door, the way of escape for us. Now, we shall go into further discussion concerning testing. We will discuss more about testing. Here, God can and will use circumstances, situations, environment to test us. Let's see Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Verse 2. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Verse 3, he humbled you and let you be hungry. So here, we are able to see God tests his people, the Israelite, 40 years. Here say that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart. And that verse 3 say, he humbled you and led you to be hungry. So here we are able to see that the Lord, he will test. He will use circumstances, situation, environment to test. What is the purpose of the testing? That is to say, God wants to see what is in our heart. God wants to see what is in our heart. But at the same time, through the testing, God wants us to see ourselves. So in this testing, we can see that God wants to see what is in our heart. But then at the same time, through this testing, the Lord want us to see ourselves. What is our present state? What is in our heart? For example, what is in our heart? What is our concepts, our principles, our beliefs, our worldview, our views, or even our values? He will also want us to see our faith, our trust, our belief, our purity, etc. So this God, he will use circumstances, situation, environment to test us, to see what is in our heart. And he also wants us, ourselves, to actually see our heart or our present state, situation. Of course, he does this for good, to purify, to refine us, to better us. For example, Joseph. Joseph, we know at the time testing comes. This testing, God wants to test, that is to say, his holiness or his steadfastness, his firmness, or to what he believes, his value, and many more. So at the time, God tests this Joseph. But then this test also becomes a temptation from the devil. Temptation from the devil. And then also, it becomes a temptation. A temptation of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. But all of us understand how this Joseph, he passed this test. So today, the Lord will want to test us. He wants to see our present state, what is in us, how are we. But at the same time, through this test, God wants us to see ourselves, our present state. Let us refer to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Verse 5. Test yourself to see if you are in the faith. So test. God wants to test us. He used situations, circumstances, environment to test. But the Lord also wants us to see ourselves, test ourselves, to see if we are in the faith. And then the bottom part says, unless indeed we fail the test. So in this test, will we be approved or will we fail? For example, now we experience this threat of the virus, and then the government instilled this MCO, Movement Control Order. So we can see now, we are in this situation, circumstances. So the Lord can and will use this situation, circumstances. He wants to see what is in our heart. He wants to test us. Just now we say, he wants to test our concept, our principles, our belief, our worldview, our values. He also wants to test our faith, our trust, our belief, etc. So, therefore then, here the Bible says, test ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. Therefore, in this time, we can test the test of worship. So, because of this movement restriction, the church, we are unable to hold worship services. But then, now it becomes a test for us. God wants to see our methods of worship, our heart. Even though we are unable to go to the church, but GA, the church, provide avenue for us to continue to worship. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing here. Contextually, of course, here refer to there's this threat, this danger of being tempted to give up the struggle or to turn back to the old faith, Judaism. At the time, the early church, in this period, they were going through sufferings, persecution, tribulation. So there was this great temptation and also test to test whether they continue to not waver, and then how they are being tempted to give up the struggle and turn back to the faith, their old faith. So here, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And then how to stimulate one another. And then verse 25 says, not forsaking to assemble ourselves together as the habit of some, but encouraging all the more. So that was contextually during that period. But for us now, so we are under this movement restriction. We are unable to come to church for worship. So now it become a test for us. It become a test for us, our heart, whether are we inclined to worship or not. God wants to test us, and we should test ourselves to see whether members they will take excuses or not to say, since we cannot come to church, so it's okay, it's all right. Because of situation, circumstances, I cannot worship. But then, worship can continue in the home, in the house. So the question is, God wants to test us whether we have this heart to worship. Some family or some members may say, why so many worships? Why so many worships? Like this. And then, worship also pertains to prayer. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment or watchful and sober or serious earnest for the purpose of prayer. So this part of the Bible tells us we must be watchful, we must be serious in prayer. And then Paul in 1 Thessalonians, let's see, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. So Paul says, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. So again, pertaining to this question of prayers, we have the family altars, we have so many prayer sessions. The church provide avenue for us to pray more, But how do we see this matter? So God wants to test us. And then we should test ourselves, examine ourselves to see. Some may think this prayer so burdened. Why so many prayer sessions? Family altar. And then later at night, there are also other prayer sessions. So it is a time for us to see, to test. So in this time, actually we have a lot of time in this movement restriction. Of course, there are some members who are still working from the house, possibly normal office hours. Yeah, but for many, we believe we are more free. So during this time, do we have a heart inclination that I make a resolution, I draw near to God? It is a time, an opportunity for me to draw near to God and to draw near to the words of God, to listen more to the words of God, to learn more the words of God. Also, this become a test for us. So do we have this type of heart? Or during this period, we spend more time because of boredom, we spend more time in digital, multimedia to relieve ourselves. So newspaper, people commented how you call the connection, Wi-Fi, so many people access, so the Wi-Fi will be slower. So in this time, do we spend more time to relieve ourselves the boredom? We spend more time in digital, multimedia, going to many things or seeing movies, or do we have the inclination, take the opportunity to draw near to God, to draw near to His words? So this God wants to test us. So God used this circumstances, situation, this time to test us, to see what is in our heart. But at the same time, God wants us to see ourselves, to see ourselves, our present state. Okay, now we will discuss on temptation. Temptation, of course, it comes from the devil. The purpose is to destroy, is to disrupt, discourage many things. Let's see Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. The Bible tells us that let us not be ignorant of the scheme of the devil. We should not be ignorant of the scheme of the devil. We must know the scheme of the devil. So in Romans chapter 8, from verses 31, let's see verse 31. Here say, if God is for us, who is against us? Against us. Let us also see verse 33. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? To bring a charge and accusation. Verse 34. Who is the one who condemns? Verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Here we can see the scheme, the work of the devil. He is against us. He wants to bring a charge, an accusation against us. He wants to condemn us. He wants to separate us from the love of Christ. From the love of Christ. Here we can see the work, the scheme of the devil. He meant to disrupt, to destroy. So in this time, he also wants to disrupt our worship, our faith, our trust, or maybe he wants us to murmur, to doubt, many things. So the devil wants to disrupt. For example, we can see Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1, we can see Daniel and the three friends. In this event, we can see how the young, the nobles of the Israelite, they were taken to Babylon. But then here, we can see the work of assimilation. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar want to assimilate the Israelite. So today, the devil want us to be assimilated. Like here, there's this temptation to assimilate into the world of the Babylonians. And then to also accept the practices, the tradition, the culture, or even the belief of the Babylonians. Through this assimilation, here we can see how they were brought to the palace or the city, and then how they'll be prepared, they'll be nourished, they'll be taught, and then their names even being changed. So we can see this work of assimilation. So here we can see this work of assimilation of the devil. Through this assimilation, for example, here in the book of Daniel, it will result in the loss of their identity, their values, their belief. So this is the scheme of the devil. And then in Daniel chapter 3, let us refer to Daniel chapter 3. Verse 1. Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, make an image of gold, the height of which was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. So here we can see the golden image. And then let's see verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6. That at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image and that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set. Verse 6, but whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. So here we can see this instruction by the king. This become a great temptation, to compromise, to waver in one's belief, So verse 8, for this reason, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought charges against the Jews. So we can see charges were brought against these three friends, because they refused to worship their God and to bow down to the image. Let's see verse 16. Verse 16 to verse 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. So we can here see the resilience, the steadfastness of these three friends. So they are being tempted to compromise, to waver. And then let us also see chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, verse 5. Then the commissioner and satraps begin trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could not find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence of corruption was to be found in him. Here we can see the other so-called servants in the empire. They were jealous of this Daniel. So they wanted to harm this Daniel. So they tried to find as far as his dedication, his faithfulness, his sincerity, honesty in managing the affairs of the government. But they could not find any accusation. And then, so what did they do? Verse 5. Then this man said, we will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God. So they found a way, a method to find accusation in the matters of his belief, his faith. Therefore, in verses 6 to 9, verses 6 to 9, then these commissioners and satraps came by agreement to the king and spoke to him as follows. King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the high officials and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed document that is the injunction. Also, we can see their plot to harm this Daniel. But what was the response of Daniel? Even though there is such an edict or decree, you cannot worship. You cannot worship for 30 days. Otherwise, you'll be cast into the lion's den. But what was the response of Daniel? Let's see verses 10 to 13. Now, when Daniel knew the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously. Then this man came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Verse 12. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. Did you not sign an injunction that any man who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days is to be cast into the lion's den? The king replied, the statement is true according to the law of Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Then they answered and spoke before the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you sign, but keeps making his petition 3 times a day. So here we can see the steadfastness or the response of Daniel. So this is a temptation to compromise. But then all this temptation is also God allowed. So it becomes a test. When devil tempt, God can use that occasion to test his faithful, his saints. So here we can see Daniel and three friends, they were tempted to compromise, but this become a test. But they were victorious. They were victorious. So today, the same, we are under this restriction movement order. So it becomes a temptation for us to compromise, to waver, Some may say it's okay, it's all right. Circumstances does not allow to go to church. So it's okay, it's all right. So the lesson, their worship, their prayers, etc. So this become a test to us. In the Bible, we are also able to see circumstances, situation does not permit, but we should not be restricted. We should overcome. For example, let's see 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul was imprisoned because for the sake of the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9. For which I suffer hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal. So Paul was imprisoned as a criminal. But the word of God is not in prison. The word of God, the gospel, can never be imprisoned. So we should not be restricted. Therefore, we can see, even in matters of worship, the devil will want to tempt us. He wants us to compromise, to waver, to lessen our worship, etc. But this become also a test from the Lord. Today, we should be steadfast, watchful, and to continue. As a conclusion, let us turn back to James. James chapter 1. Verse 12. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man who persevere under temptation. For once he had been approved, tested, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So here we can see temptation and testing. It comes together. But then here, ultimately, is that we should be victorious. Members who are victorious over testing and temptation. So we will pass the test of the Lord. We will overcome, be victorious over the temptation of the devil. Let us meditate into this matter. So it is a test, and also a temptation in this period. We thank God. Now, we will together sing hymn 176. Sing hymn 176.
Fear ye not to fight for him, he will help us all to win. God will always give us the victory. Against the might of Satan's hand, he will help us to withstand. God will always give us the victory. God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, he is there to guide our way. God will always give us the victory. When we share with doubt and fear, for the Savior's always near, God will always give us the victory. Pray and read the word each day, then His will may be vastly. God will always give us the victory. God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, He is there to guide our way. God is always give us the victory. Though the road be rough and long, let us raise a marching song. God will always give us the victory. When the victory we win, we rest in hand with Him. God will always give us the victory. God will always give us the victory, victory. He will always give us the victory. Watching over us today, He is there to guide our way. God will always give us the victory.
We give thanks to our Lord. We will now pray. In our prayer, we ask God to guide, to lead in these difficult times. To grant us peace. Let's continue to pray for all believers throughout the world. Pray for the country also, and pray for this situation of this outbreak of this virus. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Dominia, Nia, 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 Nia,
to the source where thou hast said, to thy precious bleeding Son. Near the blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Near the blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding Son.
We give thanks to our Lord. Our morning Sabbath ends here. Peace unto all. Amen.